listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from James chapter 2, verse 14, and ask you a question. What's the use? You'll see what I mean when I read you the verse, James chapter 2, verse 14. James says this, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him?" The letter that the Apostle James wrote to early Christians is very practical. Here, he demonstrates that by asking, "What does it profit, my brethren?" That's another way to ask, "What good is it? What good is this faith that you claim to have?" You see, James, inspired by the Holy Spirit, thought it was impossible that someone could genuinely have saving faith, but there would be no practical evidence of that faith in daily life. There would be no works. The idea is that someone can say he has faith, but that faith never shows itself in good works. So the question is valid. Can that kind of faith save him? James had in mind this kind of person, someone who says he has faith but does not have works. James wrote to Christians from a Jewish background who had discovered the glory of salvation by faith. They knew how exciting it was to be free from the mindset of works righteousness, but it seems that some of them then went to the other extreme and began to think that works didn't matter at all. Therefore, James asked the very relevant question, can faith save him? Now, I think it's important to say that James did not contradict the Apostle Paul. Paul himself insisted that we are saved by faith and not of works, for example, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9. But here, James clarifies the kind of faith that receives salvation. We are saved by grace through faith, not by works. But saving faith will have works that accompany it. As the saying goes, faith alone saves, but the faith that saves is not alone. It has good works with it. Now, on these points, James and Paul, well, they wouldn't argue. They would agree. Paul also understood the necessity of works in demonstrating the character of true faith. Paul wrote this, "For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." That's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Paul also wrote this, "This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works." That's Titus chapter 3, verse 8. You see, Paul and James agreed on the importance of good works to demonstrate a living faith. So, when James asks this question here at the end of verse 14, can faith save him? We understand the sense as this, can this kind of faith save him? This so-called faith that is bare and not accompanied by good works. It's not hard to understand. It's one thing to talk the talk of faith. It's another thing to walk the walk of faith. Faith that exists only in words, only in the sense of intellectual agreement that's separated from daily life, that kind of faith cannot save. Faith alone saves, but saving faith is a living, working thing. So one claims to have faith, but what's the use of that kind of faith? If the use of that faith translates into works, well, then someone may have confidence that their faith is indeed the faith that saves, the living faith that is put into Jesus Christ. So today, ask yourself this question. Is your faith in Jesus real and living faith?
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.